Medical marijuana dispensaries in Missouri can begin sales in the coming weeks, and this comes almost 2 years after voters approved a constitutional amendment to legalize medicinal cannabis in Missouri. So far, the state has approved 192 dispensaries, including 7 in Columbia. KBIA's Fernando Naro talked to Jack Cardetti, a spokesperson for the Missouri Medical Cannabis Trade Association. Cardetti says the state has already inspected and approved several growing facilities, and more will be approved soon. Here's an excerpt from their conversation.
And so that means that we're literally weeks, maybe a month away for the first time that a medical marijuana cardholder in the state of Missouri can walk into a dispensary and legally purchase medical marijuana. So really exciting time here over the next couple of weeks.
And do you think this is going to be a uniform process throughout the state? Or are many dispensaries going to open at different times in different locations?
No, so the dispensaries opening, that'll be a rolling process over the next couple months, because it's important to remember that when Missouri voters legalized medical marijuana in November of 2018, they did it in such a way that everything has to be produced right here inside the state of Missouri, within our state boundaries. And that means that dispensaries can't sell products unless they're grown legally here in the state of Missouri. And that's what's happening right now. 3 of the 60 cultivators are up and growing medical marijuana, and those will soon find their way onto the retail shelves. But obviously, the dispensaries are wholly dependent on the cultivators to produce that product.
So once dispensaries are up and running, what can patients in Missouri expect when they go into one?
So patients are going to have to prove who they are by showing their ID, showing their medical marijuana card, and then they're going to be able to look at a variety of products. Now, early on here, because cultivation is just happening for the first time, most of those products are actually going to be medical marijuana flower. But in the coming months after that, they will be able to access different infused products like edibles, like vapor, like tinctures, and some of the others. And that's really exciting because, a lot of doctors believe that they want patients to be able to access medical marijuana, but they don't necessarily want them to be smoking it if they have certain underlying health conditions. And so that's what you're going to see over the next couple months. At first, it'll mostly just be flower available at these dispensaries. Over time, you'll have the full assortment of edibles and other infused products.
I want to pivot a little bit and talk about what this means for the economy of Missouri. Now that dispensaries are so close to opening for patients, what impact do you think this will have on the state's economy?
There clearly will be an economic impact. These 338 businesses across the state, they're hiring thousands of workers. It's happening right now. They're training them. That's going to be a really, really significant part of the economy, and we think that the time for that economic growth couldn't come at a better time as our state and our country try to pull themselves out of this economic recession. And it'll also produce millions in tax revenues at a time when the state needs it most. The 4% tax that'll be added on to the medical marijuana sales, those will generally go first to the Department of Health to help regulate the program, but then after that, that'll go towards Missouri Veterans Healthcare, which is a program that we really are excited about contributing to so that our veterans who fought so hard for this country get the care that they deserve.
That was Jack Cardetti with the Missouri Medical Cannabis Trade Association talking with KBIA's Fernando Naro. You can hear more of this conversation at kbia.org.